And speaking to the ghouls and goblins of all ages here this morning, Brian White from the Findlay Police Department with us this morning. And first of all, let's talk a little bit about the Halloween parade, because that's the first thing that's coming up the first part of next week on Tuesday, and some safety reminders with respect to that.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, the Cops and Kids Halloween Parade is Tuesday, October 21st, which happens to be my birthday.
So I Happy birthday!
Get a parade for my birthday.
There you go.
At 7 p.m. down on South Main Street. And when we're talking about the Halloween parade, obviously, we're talking a lot of floats, a lot of traffic. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we do at the parade is kind of put up some barriers to keep people back.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like to push in because mm-hmm. they want to go out and get the candy.
Right.
But no one's going to be throwing candy. They're going to be coming over and placing candy in bags. So mm-hmm. there's no reason to do that.
Yeah. And it is it's such a concern because, like you said, I mean, it's a lot of vehicles. They've got a lot to pay attention to with the walkers who are in the parade, and obviously going slow. It's at night. The last thing that they need to worry about are the, you know, walls closing in, as it were.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And the vehicles themselves, not just the floats, but the vehicles we're talking about, sometimes semi-trucks, mm-hmm. and visibility is always tough for those that are driving.
Even under ideal conditions.
Under ideal conditions, yeah. And here we are talking about a dark parade, which mm-hmm. some people are, well, why do you do it in the darkness? But that's when, you know, you want the lights and everything we do with the floats.
Sure. So, sure.
Yeah, we have to make sure to keep safety in mind and keep everyone back.
Mm-hmm. And even in terms of, you know, getting to your spot in the parade and all of that, again, because it's in the evening, a lot of people will be going in costume, mm-hmm. you know, parking and crossing streets and, you know, finding your best spot for the parade. You got to be really cognizant of all of that and traffic and so on.
Yeah. When we're talking about the length of the parade, it's a pretty good distance. There's plenty of room for everyone, so you don't need to be pushing people to get in place and make sure to arrive a little bit early, right? Mm-hmm. When you're crossing, make sure to use crosswalks.
And then after the parade, too. I mean, everybody's leaving all at the same time.
Sure.
You know, I've had that happen leaving the parade in the past, where you got to really be cautious because there are kids darting out and, you know, things like that as everybody's trying to leave and you're in your vehicle and, you know, you don't want an accident there.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you're talking about darkness, right? It's late at night. People are walking by. Again, if they're in costumes, it might be dark costumes.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that we as drivers, we're paying attention and expecting the unexpected.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. And while we're on the topic of costumes, we segue into Trick or Treat, which is just a little over a week away here, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, costumes are something that we have to be cognizant of when the kids are out for the parade or for Beggar's Night or whatever it might happen to be. So,
yeah, when I talk about safety when it comes to Halloween, the biggest thing is visibility. Mm-hmm. So we already talked about traffic, right? We want to make sure that traffic is paying attention and looking for the unexpected.
Yeah.
But same way with kids, when we're dressing up, we want to make sure that we're visible. So that could look like a bright costume. That mm-hmm. way other people can see you.
Mm-hmm.
It could look like having flashlights or something flashing on. That way it makes you noticeable to other traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It could be crossing at marked crosswalks, because that's a big deal.
Right.
A lot of times I see on side streets kids darting out between parked cars to go to the other side of the street, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great idea, because we as drivers, we are expecting people to cross at a crosswalk or an intersection.
Right.
And as we're coming down the road, we can't see someone in between a mm-hmm. parked car.
Yeah.
So make sure to go straight down the line on one side and back up the other side.
Yeah. And with respect to drivers, first of all, Trick or Treat is on Saturday of next week.
Right? Yeah, the 25th. Here in Findlay. Yep, October 25th.
Different communities have different times, though. So be aware of the Trick or Treat times in your community so that you know to expect the unexpected.
Absolutely. Yeah, be aware of what's going on. Yeah. Be aware of when these events are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, here in Findlay, it's on October 25th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. So commit that to memory and just be aware of it if you are driving. And then aside from all of the costume safety and making sure that kids can see and, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, we've mentioned in the past, making sure that they don't have a tripping hazard or things like that, you know, some of those things.
Yeah, so some of these costumes can be quite large, and maybe the train's behind you where you have kids following, stepping on someone's costume, causing someone else to fall. So just be mindful of how much the costume is hanging out behind you, and also appropriate footwear.
And there's a big one too. We don't want anyone getting hurt that way, hurting themselves or hurting others, or again, with respect to, you know, crossing the street and falling while you're crossing the street, you know, just, all kinds of dangers there. But the safest option is to go through familiar neighborhoods, be with a group, not on your own, you know, all of that kind of thing too.
Yep. So go as a group. There's strength in numbers, right? We talk about that. As a matter of fact, when I go in and talk with kids, we always talk about not taking candy from strangers. But what are we doing on Halloween, right? We're taking candy from strangers.
Right, exactly.
So it comes down to strength in numbers. We have to be with a group. We're with a trusted adult, a parent, right, kind of following us around. We're also not going into people's houses in most situations, right? Usually candy's being passed down the porch. There's plenty of people around. So make sure that we're together with a group of people. And also, when we're looking at the candy, make sure to inspect it. Something I would encourage parents to do: when in doubt, throw it out, right? There's plenty of candy. If a piece is open, just toss it.
And I know that over the years there have been a lot of alarming stories about tainted candy and things like that. Most of that turns out to be urban legend rather than truth. But you never want to take any chances.
It's very rare that something does happen. And like you mentioned, usually it's just something that someone reads about on social media and there's no truth behind it. But that's not to say something like that can't happen. So we want to make sure to be safe regardless.
And just like with any other excursion, probably a good idea to know where your kids and hopefully mom or dad are going along with it. Because I remember when I was young, dad would go along with us on trick or treat, and mom would stay home and hand out the candy to the kids. So maybe you're, you know, dividing the responsibilities that way. But you should always know where your crew is going and what the planned route is.
And have a kind of a check-in time, right? And in the age of cell phones, everything else, it's pretty easy to kind of keep track of people and just check in every now and then. Hey, this is where we're at, this is what we're doing, this is when we're going to be home.
So again, these are not nothing new here in terms of Halloween safety. We talk about it every year, but certainly something we want to be cognizant of to make sure that everybody gets through the spooky season without a whole lot of spooks.
Absolutely. We don't necessarily want those scares at Halloween outside of the normal fun houses.
It's all supposed to be in fun. It's not supposed to be serious. So let's take it seriously and make sure that it stays fun is the bottom line. Again, Brian White, the Findlay Police Department, with us this morning.